This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More economic and historical context to help understand the current crisis in Haiti, where armed gangs have expanded their control from the capital and beyond. Thousands have died. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced. Since 1804, Haiti has been a sovereign nation in theory, but outside actors have long used the country for their own gain. After Haiti won independence from French colonial rule, Haiti was hit with an onerous indemnity, seen as a kind of restitution, a condition of its hard-fought independence. Now, many other factors also contributed to poverty and instability in Haiti, but today a conversation about a path forward. Malik Gatcham is a professor of history at MIT with a special interest in Haiti, who argues real sovereignty for Haiti is a key requirement. He spoke with our Sabri Benishore.
Things are pretty bad in Haiti, unfortunately not for the first time, but is there something about this current crisis that you feel sets it apart from others?
I think this is the first time since 1986 where Haiti is at a real turning point in terms of its political development. The state is almost quite literally breaking down and disappearing before our eyes. Currently, no elected officials at all in office. The police are on the retreat. There is no military for all practical purposes. Haiti is now facing the prospect of living without any traces of a recognizable state for the first time in a long time.
Do you view this as a primarily political crisis in origin, or is it economic as well?
I think it's both, and above all, it's historical. It's a crisis that goes way back to Haiti's colonial period, and I would point in particular to the early 18th century. It's both a crisis of security and a monetary/financial crisis. What happened in the early 18th century was really the first organized gangs in the form of fugitive slave patrols who were designed to terrorize the people of Haiti in the name of controlling their labor. It was a kind of publicly funded private gang system. And it was the first of these gang systems that have lorded over Haitians at different periods of the nation's history.
We hear a lot today about these so-called gangs that are inflicting chaos in and around Port-au-Prince. Do you draw a line from these colonial gang entities to the current ones?
It's not a direct line, but there is certainly a connection. There is certainly a long-term crisis in terms of how foreign powers have allowed different forces within and outside Haiti to essentially govern the Haitian people in a way that denies them sovereignty. So what happened during the colonial slave period is that France imposed a kind of fugitive slave patrol over the Haitian people. After their independence, France continued to try to control the fate of Haiti in the form of a massive financial indemnity that was imposed in 1825 that today would amount to about $21 billion in current monetary terms. And in order to pay off that massive debt, Haiti essentially outsourced its financial sovereignty to the French. A Haitian bank was created in 1880 that was owned by a French bank and was designed to essentially funnel payments back to France in repayment of this indemnity, which was imposed as a condition of France recognizing the independence of Haiti after its revolution. And that is an extraordinary and I think unique situation in terms of decolonization. One of the consequences of that experience was that the United States occupied Haiti in 1914, 1915 for 20 years, in part at the behest of American banks and companies who were concerned about how to ensure continued flow of money from Haiti to the United States. So there is a direct connection between this slave experience that I was talking about earlier and the crisis of monetary sovereignty and security that we see unfolding even today in the country.
So you have a country that is born into debt. Foreign debt guides how foreign powers enter and occupy this country. What imprint has that left on the political system that we see today?
It's made it very difficult for the Haitian state to develop as a state that serves the needs of its people, because for a very long period of time, the Haitian state that began developing in the 19th century and into the 20th century was designed primarily to funnel wealth, the very limited wealth that Haitians had access to funnel that outside of the country, and in particular in repayment of this massive financial indemnity. I think the challenge today for foreign powers that are looking to help Haiti is to consider ways that actually support Haitian sovereignty as opposed to undermine it.
So if the Haitian political economy has arisen basically as a way of a method or a system of extraction. How do you change that today? What does that look like?
I think the challenge for outside powers that are looking to help Haiti is to think about strategies that, again, do not actually undermine Haitian sovereignty, but promote it. And I think one area that can be considered has to do with the international monetary system. One way in which we can try to promote Haitian sovereignty over its money and economy is by thinking of ways to strengthen the Haitian bank and the Haitian currency so that the Haitian people have a money that has purchasing power, meaningful purchasing power for them, that is not vulnerable to swings in the value of the dollar, that is not vulnerable to the Federal Reserve's inflation targeting strategies. All of these things will require some sacrifice on the part of the United States and other countries. But it seems to me that without that sacrifice, there's no way to exit this kind of zero-sum game we've been in for a very long period of time, in which foreign powers take steps to advance their own interests at the expense of the Haitian people.
If no one is in charge in Haiti now to orchestrate that sort of package of solutions, what has to happen for that to change?
Well, this is where some observers are seeing a silver lining in what is clearly a desperate and tragic situation. The almost total collapse of the Haitian state right now does give Haitians an opportunity to rebuild something in its place that better serves their needs without foreign intervention. And that's going to take some time. That's going to be a very difficult process. But if it's given a chance to succeed, it will allow Haitians to put in place, starting with a new round of democratic elections, a state that actually responds to their needs and that is not vulnerable to these outside interventions that in some subtle and sometimes not so subtle ways actually reflect decision-making by the United States, by France, by Canada, as we've seen over a very long period. So there's no easy answers here. There's no panacea to this. There's a lot of things that Haitians themselves are going to have to figure out. And I think part of the challenge for the international community is simply allowing Haitians to figure those things out for themselves. And I think that's what many Haitians crave, even in this very scary time.
Malik Gachem is a professor of history at MIT. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.